With us, City Council President Mark Jensen. Welcome. Nice to have you here.
Thank you, Chris. Welcome. Nice to see you, too. I was going to stop at Rise and Shine and pick us up a couple of apple fritters, but I didn't think that'd make real good radio.
So I'd love that. I could eat and talk at the same time. No, we have Tiger Time coming in after you. So usually Kevin brings some. I don't think he did, though, today. So I'm going to have to starve. But hey, let's talk about some things. I know just recently some allegations of, impropriety with you as far as playing Keno. So let's talk a little bit about that. I know you've had a lot of folks that have been responding on social media, right?
Sure. And I'll that's the first thing one of the reasons I wanted to come on today is just to publicly thank our community for the outpouring of support that I've received over the last several days concerning these media articles about myself playing Keno at the Big Red Sports Restaurant and Sports Bar. Public response to me has been so overwhelmingly positive that I feel both humbled and vindicated at the same time. There are two supporting ordinances as far as the Big Red Keno goes.
Okay.
Playing Keno. The one in section 2-207 is specific to the elected officials.
Okay.
And there's another ordinance in 2-505 that is specific to appointed and salaried positions.
Okay.
There is a paragraph in both ordinances that is exactly the same. The only difference is in the ordinance for the appointed and salaried positions, there is a sentence that had been added: city administrator, utility general manager, city clerk, treasurer, and finance director shall not play the lottery during their terms in office.
So it named specific
positions. It named specific
positions.
Who could.
Yeah.
Now, to be fair, we had been told that we can't play, but by ordinance, that's not supported. We can't play. I will choose not to for now, but it is certainly within my rights.
So as a city council representative, are you really an employee of the city? I don't think you are. Are you?
We do pay income taxes. I mean, I do draw a salary of $500 a month.
Okay.
So, but that doesn't, like I said, this sentence is specific
specific positions.
To,
yeah,
specific positions, and doesn't speak to elected officials at all.
Yeah. Yeah. So, do you see anything in the near future maybe changing this?
We'll see what comes down the pipe. As far as I'm concerned, it's set up exactly the way it should be. There, whether it's a good idea for us to play or not is open to debate. But it's certainly by ordinance it is not illegal. I will say, in talking with owners of Big Red, speaking about them or to them, that I've been informed there are no clauses in any of the contract Big Red has in any other cities that exclude city council members.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So
in their contract, I don't know about it in the city ordinance there, but in their contract, there's nothing.
Yeah. I don't know if other cities have anything in their or in their cities as far as an ordinance to where these certain people can't play.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds to me, this is my opinion, sounds ridiculous. I mean, Keno is not the winner's game anyway.
No, there are no professional Keno players. That does not exist.
No, and you have some history with Big Red Keno, right?
I have lots of history with Big Red Keno. We've been actually the whole building. I've frequented that building since it was a Rain Tree Lounge.
Oh,
so
yeah,
we've been
yeah.
there for quite a while.
Been there, done that.
Becky Pence was a general manager. I said general manager. Now I know she got a promotion, so I'm not sure exactly what her title is now. But she's been general manager there. She's also on our library board.
Right.
And I have friends there. My oldest board granddaughter's mother works there. I've been to a wedding reception between two of the. They've already supported me in my, I ran the medical marijuana campaign here in Fremont for the last two times they've done it. They've always supported me, let me come in there and gather signatures as long as I'm not bothering customers.
I just
set up and they can come visit me if they want. They've supported me when I first come on council. a moment I will never forget. When I first came on council, I was elected in November of 2018. Tuesday, of course, of the election. Wednesday, I walked in there for lunch, and the staff stopped and applauded.
Oh, nice!
I can't.
Yeah.
You can a guy like me. You can imagine how it makes me feel. But
yeah,
these are my people. Whether I'm playing Keno or not, I'm not going to desert them. I'll be there. It's a nice place to eat. We enjoy eating there.
Yeah. Did you know you were breaking an ordinance? I don't think you did. Did you?
I mean, no. Look, after reading this, after reading the ordinance, I know I had been told, but just because I was told something doesn't necessarily make it true.
Right.
And after reading these ordinances and looking through this, I said, there's no reason that I can't play.
Yeah.
And this is not behavior I was trying to hide. If you wanted to hide playing some of this, it's easy to do. I'm out there over the lunch hour. I'm out there in the middle of public, and that's where I said, this isn't anything I was trying to hide.
Right, right. How did this all come about? I mean, is this something that someone informed you or let you know that this was happening, that somebody was watching you? I mean, that sounds ridiculous to me, but...
Yeah, that's exactly... When I first came, that's exactly what happened. Jeff Forward, the Tribune reporter, hey, we've got video of you on these dates doing this, and I said, if you want to come down and look at them, you can. I said, or we'll send you we can send you screenshots. Mm-hmm. I said, well, I don't need to come look at it. You can send me the screenshots. Well, which he did, date and time stamped. Well, as soon as he sent me date and time stamp video, we had the private investigator's name, address, and phone number. I mean, when you pull into a place that has gaming on the establishment, you're under video surveillance from the time you pull into the parking lot
right,
until you leave.
Right, yeah.
As a private investigator, I don't understand why he didn't understand that, but okay.
Yeah, so anyway, I guess there... I guess I'd like to talk a little bit about the danger of that. I mean, you're on video, but making a story out of something that I don't know. I guess it's
much ado about nothing, as far as I'm concerned. But in my the danger, aside from what they're doing here to me, frankly, Chris, I sat in a hospital waiting room for 11 hours and my son was getting a heart transplant. There isn't anything these people can do that's going to scare me.
Right.
But my biggest problem with this is, aside from what they're trying to do to me, I believe this is a shot across the bow to anybody who might want to run for council. I think they're trying to shrink the pool of people instead of expand it.
Right.
People will take a look at this and say, I don't want any part of that. And stay away, except for the ones that they want there. And that's I take great exception with that. I think we should be looking to include more people that want to serve in this way than trying to dissuade them from doing that.
Yeah, with this whole issue, you've probably seen more support or less. I'm not
much
sure.
More. The responses to me personally have been more than 20-1 in favor. Mostly it's what are they doing? Why are they making this about this? There are 30 more important things to worry about in this city than this. I that's really what I wanted to get that there and it offers for support. I mean, people showing up at my house offering any kind of support that I might need,
right.
which I don't. I was advised to speak to an attorney. I did. I asked him for his invoice. He said, no, you're my council member. I said, this is pro bono, at least for now. So the people are supporting me. And I feel very vindicated and very blessed. And I think some of the narrative in Fremont, what is happening publicly isn't true. It isn't the way most of the community feels. It doesn't reflect our community.
Yeah, for sure. Well, again, thank you for coming in just to kind of clear things up for us.
Thank you, and thank you for, and again, I cannot thank the community enough for the support I've been given, and I intend to be your city council representative until 2026 and perhaps beyond.
Yeah, very good. City Council President Mark Jensen with us this morning here on Fremont's Morning Mix. I appreciate it, as always, and keep working forward.
Chris, we'll see you for golf on Thursday,
right? There we go, yeah.